Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Korsnowski in for Chad Hartman today, who has a day off, probably playing golf, which is what I usually do on Friday, but not today. If I can come in and talk to you guys for 3 hours, I'm going to do it all the time. Dave Harrigan, I'm good. It's good to see you again. It's been a while.
It has been a while. Good
back in our 1500 days, we were together. I've now hit 1500, the fan, and now CCO. So I've done the gamut. You know, I'm the utility infielder, I guess, of talk radio. But for those of you who've listened to me, by the way, I'm on Sundays with Corzo from 10 to noon every Sunday for the last couple of months here on CCO. You are aware that I have a rather unhealthy relationship with the Timberwolves.
As you have for many, many years.
Yeah, I have. I mean, when they're in the playoffs the last 2 years, when I wake up and I know they have a game that day, I'm just a mess all day. And when I wake up and they don't play, it's like a vacation day.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were getting there, and I'll just tell you how bad it is. You know, in that series, I was talking to one of my – I'm a lawyer, but people don't know that I'm a lawyer in my day job. And I was talking to clients the other day, and I said, you want to know how volatile litigation is? It's just like NBA playoff games. I said, for example, there was a game that the Wolves won by 43 points.
Yes.
And 3 days later, they lose. They were behind by 39. Okay, I said, that's what litigation is like. And for me, when I was watching those games, I saw Paul Charchin, you know, of the fan.
Mm-hmm.
He said, why are the Wolves leaving their starters in so long in the fourth quarter? I was not one of those guys. They're up 40. I'm still thinking they're going to lose. So until OKC went and took all their guys out, I'm a mess. But then I'm in reverse as well. So when the Wolves are just getting it absolutely handed to them in game five, I have seen this team do so many amazing things, right? I mean, think about it. Last year they were losing, I remember, in the regular season game, they were losing to the Clippers by like 22 points mm-hmm. late in the second quarter. And I was at a buddy's house down in Arizona. And he says, let's turn it off. I said, no, Kawhi Leonard just got hurt. I think they can come back. And they did. You know, game seven against Denver last year. Did I think they were going to win when they were down 20 late in the third quarter? No. But did I stop watching? No. And they ended up winning by 10. And if you remember in game five, they made a little run in the third quarter. They got it down to 22 points with about 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. I mean, okay. And I'm thinking maybe they could win. Well, they couldn't. So they didn't win it. So that's it. So, but I'm going to say this in the aftermath of that defeat. You know, Chip Scoggins, love Chip Scoggins. I think he's a great writer. He says the Wolves are a mile away from OKC. No, they aren't. They are not a mile away from OKC. I'm not saying that OKC is. OKC is clearly the better team, but the Wolves did beat them by 40 in a game and were very close in another game to them. Okay, and so.
2-2 in the regular season.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. And look, I think OKC is more dialed in than, interestingly enough, I think they're the more mature team, even though they have, they're the youngest roster in the game. And a lot of that has to do with Ant. So what's going to happen now going forward? You know, what, you know, right now we know the big talking points are what? Julius Randle could opt out, probably will. Naz Reid can opt out, probably will. Nickeil Alexander-Walker, an unrestricted free agent. Laurie and A-Rod coming in. And I know you put that as a talking point today. And I mean, my feeling on Laurie and A-Rod is, one, the reason the Wolves are this good is because those were all Laurie and A-Rod decisions. They're the ones that went out and got Tim Conley.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Glenn didn't do it. Glenn thought they were stupid to do it. Glenn said, you'll never get Tim Conley. Well, they did. They got Tim Conley. Then Tim Conley's the guy that made the Gobert trade. And then Tim Conley's the guy that made the Cat trade. And so basically, Laurie and A-Rod, from a basketball perspective, have been good for this team already. I mean, you know, they've 2 years in a row, they've won eight playoff series in the last two, or four playoff series in the last 2 years. So, but the difference is, I think Glenn has more money maybe than A-Rod and Laurie would have, or available money.
Sure.
And that was something that was brought up not that long ago, where they were going, maybe they won't go to the second apron, whatever that means. But then they brought in Bloomberg, right? Is Bloomberg just, did they just bring Bloomberg in to say, hey, we got plenty of money here to so that the league will approve them, which I hear is going to happen. Or is he really going to have, is his money going to be part of the equation? Is he just kind of a figurehead? But do they have the money to keep this team together? I mean, that's a big question, because, you know, even if, you know, because I think Julius Randle's going to opt out, right? He's making like $30 million. He's going to want more than that. One, mm-hmm. Do they want Julius Randle? I don't know. I don't know. Would you want to see him resign Julius Randle?
After the playoffs? I mean,
well, the playoffs,
not counting a couple games in OKC or against OKC where he disappeared, but I mean, he was incredible in both rounds one and two.
Isn't his arc almost exactly like Sam Darnold's? I mean, you're sitting there going, this is great. He's playing great. And then at the very end, it just went really bad.
A little bit. Sam was good from the beginning, I think, with the Vikings. Whereas
right,
Julius, it took a couple months.
It took half a year.
You know, I mean, I think pretty much fans were ready to give up on the Wolves after a couple months. And this is, you know, let's just wait till the end of the year when they, you know, do what was, you know, quote unquote, what we believed always the plan. You got Julius to save, you know, roster, or to save money, you know, on the Cat contract, get rid of him after the year and see what happens.
And by the way, one of the things I love about Julius Randle is, and we're going to talk a little bit about Cat later this hour, but Cat, the old stray voltage, which every time I watch him, you know, Cat's having a really good playoff run, playing very well for them, but he's still got the Cat stray voltage. He still has, you know, stupid fouls. He still has throwing elbows all over when not necessary. He still has complaining to the refs. I love when the referee makes a bad call on Julius. There was the play in the Warriors series where Pajenski ran up to him, hit him in the side, and then flopped and fell down, and they gave Julius Randle the foul when all Julius was doing was running straight down the court, right?
Yep.
And Cat would have gone nuts. But Julius just, he does this thing, and this isn't good for the radio, but just imagine. I'll do it to you. He has this thing where he kind of, his eyes kind of go up, and he looks at the ref, and he kind of does a little smile.
Little side eye?
A little side, and he just kind of goes, and he's kind of, with his eyes, he's saying, really? Really? You're going to call that a foul? I mean, what a great way to go after the ref. I mean, he never says anything. He doesn't raise his hands. He just kind of looks at him and goes, okay, well, I guess that's you think that's a foul call. Probably makes him feel. So I like his no-nonsense ability. I like his physicality. The team loves him. So I like Julius Randle. Now, I also think that I'd keep Naz Reid. He didn't have a great playoff series either. He had a pretty good season. His shooting wasn't as good. He scored more points. And he's beloved. You know, and I don't know we'll see what they're going to do. And I think if anybody's got to go, it's going to have to be Nickeil Alexander-Walker. Not because I don't like him, but he was also very inconsistent in the playoffs. I mean, he and DiVincenzo saved him in game three, and then in game four. No, it was game three.
Yep.
Game three. And then played, no, really in game, then they really played great in game four. They kept him in that. That's the game I'm really talking. Game four, where they almost won the game for him.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, the last game he starts out 0-for-5 and whatever it is. He was a very inconsistent player. I'd like to keep him, but if someone's got to go, he's probably the guy, because they have Jalen Clark can come in and do a lot of what he did. They've got, hopefully Rob Dillingham can play some point next year. So I really like the Wolves. We're going to have Johnny Krasinski run on at, what, 12:35?
12:35, just about 20 minutes from now.
12:35 or less. But another topic out there that is interesting to me, and I was really against it last year, because apparently at the trade deadline, the Wolves were really trying to trade for Kevin Durant.
Hmm.
Uh, And so if you're going to trade Kevin Durant, I mean, I don't know who'd have to go for him, but I really looked up his advanced numbers this morning, and they're not. He's basically an average starter now. You know, so he can still shoot. He's going to help you. You know, when they're really loading up on Ant. I mean, you know, Durant's mid-range game is still outstanding. But he's not as good as he once was, and I'm not sure that I wouldn't give up too much for him. And some teams likely will. San Antonio could give up a lot. So I don't know that it's even real. But it's what would you think about Durant coming in?
I mean, it'd be okay, certainly, depending on what you have to give up. But, yeah, he's not make no mistakes, he's not the Kevin Durant we all think he is.
Last 2 years he hasn't been.
No, he's certainly taken a dip with age. And, yeah, he could bring a veteran presence that you always like in the locker room. And, yeah, he can still shoot. But as far as, you know, keeping up defensively and, you know, being a guy who can create for himself offensively, he's not anywhere near the same.
He would be good. He would be good to mentor Cat, because Cat really looks up to him. I mean, Ant would mentor Ant. I mean, I think Ant would learn from him. And I think one of the things I'm going to talk to Johnny about is the things that Anthony Edwards has to do better going forward. And, you know, in mid range would be the starting point. That learn the mid range game. If they're going to take you out the rim and they're going to take you out from three, if you start hitting mid range shots, which early in his career he took too many mid range shots, and he kind of changed that. So I'm trying to. I think I'm over. It was kind of a, you know, losing like that, the kind of the Timberwolves version of 41 donut is probably, you know, a better way to go than losing a close game, I think. I don't know. Just because they were so bad in that game doesn't mean they're that far away from Oklahoma City. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, Michael Jordan, we had to lose a lot of playoff series before he got to the finals. And Ant's going to keep bringing him back, and I see that happening as well. So when we come back, a large Twin Cities employer has announced its hybrid employees must now appear in the office 4 days a week rather than three. How do you feel about that?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Having some headphone problems here.
Shorten out over there?
Yeah, it's shorten out. Well, I'll have to just do it like this. You can find the old-fashioned way. Get some new ones at the break. Say, you know, obviously COVID was a difficult time for everybody. But I got to say, two things about COVID. The one thing about COVID that was great for me was our office had to make it available so that I could work from home. You know, so before COVID hit, I would go on the road, like to take depots or something. And if I needed to get some documents from a file that was stored in our computer system, I'd have to download it onto my computer before I left, or I'd have to get my secretary to email me the document. I mean, it was really not efficient to work, even when I was on the road, you know, taking depositions or in trial or something, or somewhere out of town or on vacation, that I really couldn't work. And then I think it's a thing called a VPN, whatever that is. So, you know, all of a sudden, the first day that I can remember, the last day that I was downtown, it was like people was like a ghost town, and like you'd walk through the skyway, yeah, and people are like staring at each other like, do you have it? You remember those days?
Oh yes, I do very well.
I remember that on Easter, which was, you know, in April, so, you know, that was the day that so my wife had ordered some groceries and I was going to go pick them up and not go into the store. Mm-hmm. And they brought me the stuff, but they were out of like eight things.
Of course.
So I had to go find another store to go to, and I went to a store in near my home, and it was like a movie in there. I mean, going down the aisles, people were grabbing stuff and running and like trying to get away from it. It was like, so that's, you know, it was a way different situation. You know, now we kind of look back on it and go, you know, that was where it was. But working from home was really, I really love working from home. So it, you know, at our firm, I'm a partner, you know, we have a lot of meetings about how can we get more people, can we get the support staff to come in? How can we get more lawyers to come in? You know, we have a couple of young mothers that are lawyers there, and, you know, they really enjoy staying at home and they're doing a great job. And, you know, Michael Dady, the head guy of our firm, really wants everyone in the office all 5 days. And our managing partner says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to go up to these young mothers who have gotten used to being around their kids, and they're really good lawyers and they're really doing a good job for us. We're not going to irritate them. OK. And we try to get everyone to come in on a Wednesday every now and again. So I get this topic, you know, and I'm lucky I can go in or I not go in. And I'll say this, when I go in, when I started working from home, I was way more efficient than when I was in my office. But then when I got used to being at home, I became way less efficient working at home than in my office. So I sometimes just switch it up to do it. But Medtronic just recently announced, Medtronic, the medical device giant, has just announced its hybrid employees will not have to be in the office. It will now have to be in the office at least 4 days a week rather than 3 days a week. And the reason is, here's what they stated, and this has been talked about for a long time since COVID ended. This decision is rooted in our belief that in-person exchanges are invaluable to our work, the spokesperson said. The collaborative energy generated through face-to-face interactions strengthens our operational efficiency and provides the support and community we need to thrive, bringing life-saving technology to patients around the world. The internal email said the company will continue to evaluate work styles based on evolving business needs, considering consistency within the local communities near Medtronic sites. That sounds like a lot of corporate speak to me.
Yeah.
But it is. I mean, people, I think most people are probably like me. Now, look, at radio, you know, you got to work. You got to come in at radio, I guess. Not necessarily. Or was there a time you didn't come in?
Producers and news anchors came in the whole time because we'd had to be here. You know, as far as producers, right, somebody had to push the buttons on the board, you know. But hosts, pretty much once, you know, Rudy Gobert got sick and the world shut down, hosts were told, stay at home.
Yep.
Do not come in here unless it's an absolute emergency. If, you know, your unit's at home on fire, then I guess you have to come in.
So the host could work from home.
Yes.
So they got them set up with microphones and stuff like that. Yeah. So I get, you know, and President Trump is wants the federal employees to come back. Michael Dady, the head guy of our firm, if he was the boss, and he's not, okay, because he's just one of the partners, and, you know, we have a different managing partner, And if he felt he had the power to do it, he's an old time guy, right? He wants everyone to come into the office.
Sure.
You know, there is advantages to being in the office for sure. And being in the office, but I don't know how people out there feel. I'm guessing, and what do we have, a talks and text line here? Don't we? I should probably give it out. WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226. I think it's really difficult to get people to come in 5 days a week anymore. I just think it's really difficult to do that. And like I said, our firm, I probably go in the office one or two days a week, maybe. There's people we see once a week, maybe twice a month. I mean, I was in the office this morning. There was our law clerk was there. You know, we always have a staff, a bare bones staff there, but a law clerk was there. That was it. And me, I think people were surprised. On a Friday, I'm never in the office. What's that?
Well, I'm sure they looked at you thinking, what's going on?
I haven't been in the office that's the first time I've been in the office on a Friday, probably in 5 years.
Yeah, and it was because you're coming here.
Because I had to come in here and I had to prep for the show. So I come into my office to do it. That's why I wasn't being a lawyer this morning. I was being a talk show host this morning. I think it's interesting, but I think it'll never be the same. Like downtown will never quite be the same when especially talking about, leasing space and we're looking to get out of town for cheaper because it's just not that important anymore because we don't have everybody in the office anymore. We don't need a big office anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's the same, Target employees, they don't have a lot of their employees come in. So that's just I don't think it'll ever, well, maybe 50 years from now it will be, but probably not.
I don't think it will be. And I don't think it should be.
No, because we have the technology now. You can do almost anything from anywhere.
We've proven it can be done. Sometimes it's more difficult. Some jobs it's more difficult. You know what? As you proved, some jobs, it's kind of easier, if you can be more efficient. Now, you said, it kind of turned the other way. Perhaps there's some efficiency problems.
And then one of my dogs got old, and he loves to go down the stairs, and my office is upstairs. And so he'll be upstairs with me, and then he'll go down the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, why did I come down the stairs? And he goes, that's like 10 times a day. So, so that makes it a lot. And anytime I have a phone call, he's got to go outside. He's pretty amazing how he can figure that out. So anyway, we get that. When we come back the next hour, a little more Timberwolves talk with Johnny Krasinski of The Athletic.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. I'm hurt more so for myself, for Mike. I came up short for Mike. Like I said, we tried last year. We couldn't get it. We tried again this year. We're going to try again next year. But hurting is a terrible word to use. I'm good.
That was none other than Anthony Edwards sitting at the podium with Conley, Mike Conley, after the Wolves lost Game 5 in destructive fashion and ending their second season where they got to the Western Conference Finals but could not get over the hump and get to the NBA Finals. We're now joined by John Krasinski, who was there for all of it. Some great coverage from you, John, and it was a quite a nice watch. Yeah, it's 2 years in a row that it has been an entertaining ride, but with very disappointing endings.
Yeah, Scott, I mean, it's just like the biggest way to put it is disappointment, because you're talking about a franchise that forever and ever has been at the bottom rung of American sports and now suddenly finds itself very much just in the thick of pseudo contender status. And they get to these points the last 2 years and right on the doorstep of going and playing for a championship, and then they flame out spectacularly. So, you know, in the moment, it's obviously incredibly disappointing the way that they kind of show up in these game fives and makes it hard to really appreciate how far this team has really come in the last couple of years.
Yeah, it's really, you know, when you think about it, I was having this conversation with somebody after the Wolves had beaten the Warriors. And I said, you know, you really have to, you know, I'll never say that Ant is a better player than Kevin Garnett, because Kevin Garnett is probably my all-time favorite player. And, you know, he was multiple first-team All-NBAs and MVP and all that other stuff. But the Ant group has certainly accomplished more than the KG group did, given that the KG group won only two playoff series the whole time he was here, and the Ant group has now won four playoff series and been in the playoffs four straight years. So this team has been far more – it's accomplished more over a longer period of time than any of the KG teams did.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I really do think, Corzo, that this is – we're entering as close as we've come to a golden age of Timberwolves basketball. I mean, when you look at – what they have been able to do the last couple of years, advancing in the playoffs, beating really accomplished star players along the way in both of those runs, and getting to a point where the public in Minneapolis and in St. Paul and in Minnesota in general starts to believe in this franchise in a way that I don't think it ever has before, maybe outside of 2004. This is the best it's ever been. I do believe that. And part of that is that you have this dynamic star in Anthony Edwards, who still is so young, but given his style of play, the way that the ball is always in his hands, the kind of different ways that he attacks defenses as opposed to what Kevin Garnett did, who Kevin Garnett was unbelievable as an offensive player, but, you know, maybe one of the best defensive players of all time, just a different style. It's just been thoroughly entertaining to watch. And so where they go from here will be interesting, but I think I'd be hard pressed to say anything else than, yeah, this is the most successful period of Timberwolves basketball. And Anthony Edwards, it all coincides with Edwards' arrival as the new face of the franchise, you know, 5 years ago now.
Well, and he's a guy who just exudes confidence. And so that clip that we played, that some people, even the ESPN talking heads, didn't go, you know, a couple of them said they thought it was they were disappointed that he wasn't hurt. Or and then I think one of the commentators on there, I think Kendrick Perkins or one of them, said he's just, I think it was maybe Mike Wilbon, said he's just not going to admit that he's hurt. He doesn't want to let that down. But I think that Ant, and you've been around him a lot, I've never met him, but he just seems to me, and I know that his coach in college, the guy from Georgia who used to be at Marquette, what's his name again? Do you know?
Tom Crean.
Put out a tweet and said, you guys don't understand. This is how Ant always is. Ant is very positive. And, you know, given what he went through in his life, where he lost his grandmother and his mother within an 18-month period and basically had no leadership in his life, that he's not going to look at a loss in a game and view that's some tragedy of life. He's going to be positive going forward and say, we can learn from this and move on. So I had no problem with his comments after that game, or really any of the games in my mind.
Yeah, no, I think it's really important to have that context. I know that there is this yearning for Michael Jordan, for Kobe Bryant, for the brooding star that, you know, just takes everything so seriously and lives and breathes it and all of those things. But I do think that when you look at Anthony Edwards, like you said, he has suffered far greater loss in his personal life when he was young, 14 years old, than anything that could happen to him on the basketball court. But I also want people to be aware that just because he says he isn't hurt right now by the loss does not mean that he is taking it easy and it's not going to affect him going forward. You know, I saw how he took the loss to Denver 2 years ago in the playoffs and then really threw himself into summer workouts to get to a point where they beat Denver last year. I do believe that he will look at the things that happened in the Oklahoma City series and tailor his workouts this summer to help him deal with some of the problems that the Thunder were presenting. And he's going to come back even better than he was this year. He is a very determined and motivated dude. He's just not one of those guys that is going to chew on glass in front of the public and tell them that, you know, this is the only thing that matters in his life. It's just not the way that he operates.
You know, and one of the things, we were not able, except for one game, I mean, the Wolves were not able to stop their superstar, okay? And they were able to stop Ant from beating them scoring. For example, when you look at game four, and everyone said, boy, Ant only did this. Well, the Wolves scored 126 points. Shot 55%, shot 42% from three. I mean, that was an outstanding offensive performance, okay? So whatever Ant was doing in that game by getting off the ball, it worked, okay? The bigger problem was the next game. You know, at the start of that game, John, and I know you were there, Ant was doing the same thing. He set up like three or four guys for wide open threes that if they hit him, they're maybe up 12-2 at the start of the game. Instead, they all missed, and then they fell apart. But the first couple possessions of that game, Ant was doing the right thing again, but the guys weren't making the shots, which can happen. And then they just melted down, and it looked like Nas and Julius looked like they had never played basketball before. Mm. So they very much got intimidated. But I'm wondering why the Wolves defense, if I'm looking at the series, the Wolves defense had one good game, the game they won. Their offense had at least two good games they played, but other than that, they were pretty much all played.
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, and very simply, like Oklahoma City is just a better team than the Timberwolves. I mean, 68 wins in the regular season, the best point differential in the history of basketball in the regular season. Like, this is a very, very good Oklahoma City Thunder team. But I do think the thing that separates the Thunder from the Timberwolves right now, I will go to, you know, my deathbed saying this, Scott, that I think the ceiling that the Timberwolves can hit is nearly as high as the ceiling that the Thunder can hit, just from a pure talent standpoint, 1 through 8 or 9 guys, their potential to play a great game is as high as the Thunder's. We saw it in game 3. We really saw it in game 4. They were fantastic in game 4 as well. They lost by 2 points. The issue is that the Thunder are so much more disciplined, are definitely have a higher basketball IQ. Mm-hmm. And so you can rely on the Thunder to hit that ceiling much more consistently than the Wolves would. And so the Thunder just by their overall basketball IQ and their every person just knowing exactly what their role is and what needs to happen, were able to reach their highest level more often than the Wolves were. And I do think that there's some limitations that the Wolves were facing, both with in basketball IQ and also just with consistency. I mean, Nikhil Alexander-Walker was great in Game 4, couldn't hit a shot in Game 5. Jaden McDaniels was 0-for-6 to start the game. Yep. In Game 5. And so when you get behind like that against a team as good as the Thunder, then you're in quicksand, and the harder you spin your wheels, the deeper you go. And I just think that that was the issue that really did them in Game 5, is that poor start and some of the role players who just were not able to reach that level over and over again in this series.
Now, regarding the new owners coming in, has there been any talk? Have you had any talk from the new owners related to their wish for a new arena and how they want to get that done?
Yeah, they definitely. I really do expect, Scott, that sometime in June we will have a vote of approval for Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez, and I don't think it's going to be very long after they are officially taking the baton from Glenn Taylor that you will hear discussions about an arena. I don't know how detailed the plans will be right away, but I do know that ownership group has been looking hard at an arena. They know that they have to do it. There will be many questions about it. How are they going to fund it? Where is it going to be? All of those things. But what they do know is that they have seen the revenue generated from Target Center over the last 2 years in the playoffs, and it's just not nowhere near enough. And so if this team wants to be, you know, a contender, wants to pay the luxury tax going forward, all of those things, they are going to need a new arena, and you're going to see them be very aggressive in trying to kind of get that out into the public discourse and get that moving forward.
One other thing, Kevin Durant, your thoughts?
I love him as a player. I've always wanted to cover him. I know that the Wolves did have discussions about trading for him at the trade deadline. And so, you know, if you would have asked me after the second round of the playoffs, what do I think? I would say probably unlikely, given how good Julius Randle was mm-hmm. in those first two rounds and really how good he was down the stretch of the regular season. But now, given what Randle did in the conference finals and how up and down he was, I would imagine we've seen Tim Connelly be ultra aggressive in making trades. And so I would imagine they at least explore the idea and at least look at it. Now, they're not going to trade Jaden McDaniels as part of a package for Kevin Durant. And so we will see. But just given how things ended, I could absolutely see the Wolves revisiting that idea and seeing if there's some possibilities there.
Yeah, I can see that too. Thanks for joining us, Johnny. Enjoyed it. And stay on it, Wayne. We know you well. And take a little time off.
I will try to do that. Thanks, Corzo. I appreciate it.
The great John Krasinski of The Athletic. You know, one thing, like I said, I'm still curious as to how much money Lori and A-Rod have. You know, look, they have a lot of money. Lori's got a lot of money, but
if you have people,
but you know, they said right now, if all everybody re-ups the way it is, they're going to have a $91 million, you know, tax next year. So, you know, if I had the kind of money they had, I would be paying the tax because I'd want to win. But that's maybe why I don't have that kind of money.
You know, well, because their investors want to pay the tax, too. Yeah, that's the question. Exactly, it's not just the two of them.
Exactly what it is. When we come back next hour, we're going to do a little thing called What's Up with Trump?
Well, I got to say something. I got to criticize you. Yo, man, why do you be getting them dumb fouls?
I was going to ask the same question.
why do you do that?
God only knows.
I mean, because, you know, when you got your fourth foul, they took you out. They made a run.
Yeah.
You got to stop.
I got to do a much better job.
Yes.
I got to do a much better job.
You can get fouls, but a couple, like the other day when you just grabbed somebody by the wrist.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are you talking about last game or this game?
Last game.
Every game.
Oh, you talking about the one with the pick and roll?
Every game. You just grabbed his arm.
Yeah.
But you can't be getting them.
No, I can't. You ain't wrong. I hurts our team.
That's just so wonderful. Every game.
Every game.
He's right.
Yeah.
It's like I've said. I mean, I was so enjoying watching Julius Randle where you give none of that nonsense. Now, what you got with Julius Randle is when he's bad and he's turning it over and he's not chasing after the ball after he does. We've seen some bad Julius Randle in two of the five games against the Thunder. At least, you know, he did get 24 points in the last game. He redeemed himself a little bit, but the game was pretty much over early when he's turning it over like crazy. But I've been watching the Knicks series, and I've been paying attention to Cat, and Cat's played really well in the series. But I like Cat says he's got to get rid of it. He's in his 11th year or something.
Yeah.
He's been like this from day one. He's a stupid player. He's a great player. Okay, when he says he's the best shooting big man in history, it's true. Go look it up. Compare his shooting numbers to Dirk, to all these other good big men. He's the best shooting big man in history. And he can score from the three. He can score from the free throw line. He can drive to the hoop. You know, he's not very good at passing it out of a double team. That's not his strength. But he gets in his mind sometimes that I'm going to go to the basket, whether he predetermines it. And then he's plowing through guys and his elbows are flying out. And I don't know who coined the phrase stray voltage. I think it was Britt Robson. I think he said that Cat has stray voltage, and that's what he has. And with Julius Randle, you have none of that. You don't have any stray voltage with Julius. He's not quite as good as Cat, but you don't have that. You don't have that. And then we do have Dante DiVincenzo. The Wolves got Dante DiVincenzo. So I would still stay with Julius and Dante over Cat. But I will say, as a Timberwolves fan, the most Minnesota thing ever, the first year Cat leaves the Timberwolves, he helps lead the New York Knicks to the Western Conference Finals. So I can't root for the Knicks. I can't. I am definitely rooting for the Pacers tonight. Next hour. Now that's when you're going to talk Trump.
What's
up with Trump when we come back at the top of the break?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.